Tony Giorgio. Tony, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. So good to see you again.
Well, it's great to see you. And when I got a hold of this, I said, wow, this can really, really be something that the Keystone companies. What was the motivational factor here?
Well, Brad, that's a great question. We were approached by the golf course owners to see if we were interested in acquiring the golf course in total. And we weren't. That's not a business that we're necessarily inclined to want to be in. But I was able to negotiate with them, and we're acquiring a relatively small portion. It represents actually about 20% of the entire 225 acres. So it's a great opportunity for us to develop a cluster community, 95 single-family homes, on only 20% of the golf course property. 80% will then be put into a conservation easement where no other development will occur.
Wow.
The golf course will be converted from 27 to 18. It will be upgraded because some of the holes they're losing in the area that we're going to be developing. But Lisa Foley, who owns the golf course, is committed to upgrade it. It'll be a wonderful 18-hole course that everybody can enjoy. It's one of the few still walking courses in the area. But our project is designed really for empty nesters, first-time home buyers. There's a lot of activity that we have found in the marketplace that seems to support a product such as we're talking about. These will be single-family homes, as you mentioned. They're going to be detached. At least half, maybe close to 60%, will have the master bedroom on the first floor, which lends itself to empty nesters so that they can enjoy the ambiance of their home and still have a two or three bedrooms upstairs for children that visit, families that visit, and so forth. And for the first-time home buyer, it's a great start. Avon's a wonderful community. It has great schools. It has a beautiful quality of life. I mean, there's lots of recreational activities and so forth. We're also looking at the possibility within the conservation easement to enhance the bicycle trails. Now, that's a little bit more of a challenge because people have been playing golf and people have been riding bikes. But Lisa's agreed to let us look at that. And in a perfect world, once we get our final approvals, that property goes into conservation and we might be able to even include a bike trail.
You know, just listening to you tell the story, it is, where did you get this idea? I mean, the golf course, we all knew. I mean, this was something that, but then you come up with this kind of an idea for certain folks,
right,
that you know are gonna want to buy this.
That's right. No, well, you know, it's interesting, as you know, because we've had these conversations in the past. I often just look at the land, and it gives me a vision of what I think we can do. I think the opportunity to develop a small portion of a public golf course and be able to maintain the integrity of the golf course and still bring new housing product to the Farmington Valley was just an opportunity that we couldn't pass up. I'm working with Bill Ferrigno, who founded Sunlight Construction. He's been in the business for over 40 years. He builds a beautiful product.
Unbelievable.
He's had tremendous recognition from the Home Builders Association. Bill has a vision. He's as excited as I am about the project. And we're looking forward to it. You know, it's a process. It takes a process. We've had three public hearings on the wetland side. We're trying to delineate the wetlands. We've brought in soil scientists who've identified where the wetlands are, and that's the only way you can identify it. And we're getting some pushback because the town's map is an older map, which was not updated, so that our presentation suggests that there are areas that are no longer wet or were never wet, depending on how you look at it. And it takes time, and people think that we're saying that there's wet where there aren't any wetlands when there really are. So the bottom line is we know exactly where the wetlands are. We've delineated those. And now it's up to the commission to make a determination. There's been no contravening evidence saying that our soil scientists are wrong. There's been no soil scientists brought in from the opposition. The town doesn't have a soil scientist. Usually in these types of situations, when the scientist presents his fact or her facts, That's what the commission uses to make a decision. That decision hopefully will be made tomorrow night. We're also submitting our zone change application this week so that we will start the public hearing process on the zone change, because currently it's zoned agricultural and we have to zone a portion of it to residential.
Of course.
But that's another process.
But just to hear you describe it, the point being, I haven't heard of an area in this area described like that, and I can imagine what it's going to look like once it gets completed, because you're starting with a real beautiful spot to begin with.
Right, it's a beautiful piece of land. And, you know, there in the greater Hartford area, Gillette Ridge was developed several years ago. It was a new golf course that was built, and they did housing. A little bit more on the higher end in terms of prices. This is really designed for middle-class America. You know, the interesting thing about it, Brad, is that when this is all said and done, we will increase the grand list significantly, and we'll start generating $1.3 million a year in new tax revenue.
Wow.
From the project. The golf course will still pay taxes. It'll be taxes on a smaller piece of the land, but the bottom line is we're increasing the value of this property tremendously. And I think to respect the folks that are opposed to it, there was some thought that we initially were going to do some apartments, and people were a little upset about apartments. And I listened to people. I listened to the commission when we did an informal maybe a year and a half ago. I've had a couple of meetings with the residents, and we changed the entire model. We went to strictly single-family homes. We're preserving the tree line along Nod Road. The first home will be over a football field away from Nod Road. There's a mature tree line on Nod Road, which will stay. There's a golf course hole along that tree line, which will stay. And then there's a secondary group of trees, most of which will stay. And then the residential development will occur. There will be sneak views of the homes within the neighborhood, but we're going to enhance the northern portion of the property so that will also be protected, not to the degree that Nod Road is protected, but certainly make it a lot more pleasant for people. So we do think that this project is a way to really preserve the integrity of Nod Road and at the same time add value to the community.
You must be getting, just listening to what you're talking about, these are the things that should be built in our area.
Well, you want to bring product to the area that's going to be environmentally friendly. These are all going to be sustainable homes. They will be first class. They'll be energy efficient. And right now, in that price range, it's hard to find new construction in that price range. There are older homes, and those houses are being sold. But we also know there are a lot of larger homes in the area that are owned by empty nesters who love this area. Their doctors are in this area. Their recreational facilities are in this area. Their churches are in this area. This is an opportunity for people who love the Farmington Valley to be able to sell their larger homes, most of which are paid for, and buy a brand new product for less than they're going to sell their big homes, and be able to enjoy the ambiance of the golf course and the Farmington River and the Farmington Valley. We think it's a win-win situation. And we're hopeful that the community will see it. We're seeing a groundswell. Now that we've started having opportunities like this and our direct mail pieces and so forth and our personal presentations, last week we met with a large number of the real estate people in the Farmington Valley, shared with them this vision, shared with them what our expectations are and what we hope to be able to accomplish. And they walked out feeling pretty good about this opportunity in this valley. So we're excited. But it's... you never know until the commission's vote.
No, but you know, I would think, just listening to you, I've got nothing to gain here or to lose or anything. I just, when somebody comes in and sits down like you did and describes something that we don't have and that we could have and probably will have, I mean, I can imagine how those folks will feel in the way you describe that they have bigger homes now. They want smaller, but they're still going to have that class.
Right.
You know, they say you can buy style, but you can't buy class.
No,
but again, what you've described, I think. And how long have you been actually doing this? Have you been working on this?
Well, it's probably been about a year and a half. As I said, we are earlier stages, we looked at this as kind of mixed use. But the community did not want more apartments. And I've been in this business for almost 40 years myself. And, you know, if you don't listen to what the community is saying to you, then, you know, you're not going to be in the business very long.
Absolutely.
Bill and I have been doing this a long time. And like any project, you start at a certain place and you plan it and you expose it to folks. You get feedback. You modify it. We're at a point right now where I dare say there's probably not another project in the state of Connecticut where you can take a beautiful piece of land and preserve 80% of it and still develop a great detached single family home product.
Wow.
And preserve the integrity of the golf course. In fact, enhance it. Preserve the integrity of Nod Road because we're not cutting down trees. Preserve the beautiful lifestyle that people enjoy in the Farmington Valley. Add economic value to the community through the tax revenues. And even enhance Nod Road. Now, we're not required by the State Department of Transportation to do anything with Nod Road, but we're going to expand the intersection at Nod Road and 44 so that the right-hand turning lane is much longer than it is today. Because now there are three lanes. There's a through lane, a left hand, and a right hand. But because the runway, so to speak, is so short, a lot of people who are either going right or left are stuck in that center lane. Well, we're going to widen that intersection. And we are going to enhance that so that those are the intrinsic values that we're bringing to the project that we're excited about and we're proud about.
Now, how long did you say before you can get the word on this? And you seem to feel that you're going to get some positive reaction. My God, you should.
Well, we hope we will. We feel that we've presented a very strong case on the wetland side, and we're optimistic, guardedly optimistic, that we will get a favorable vote tomorrow night. Because there's really no reason to turn us down. I mean, the data and the facts are the facts. Then we start the zone change process. We start that regardless of what happens tomorrow night, to be honest with you, because they're two separate things. In a perfect world, maybe there'll be two, possibly three public hearings, which will take us into June. If we get the zone change, which we hope we will, and we'll make the case to that regard as well, then there's probably another month and a half, 2 months of finishing the plans for the site. So we would be back in the fall with the site plan approval and the second wetlands application so that Lisa can do the work that she needs to do to improve the golf course. Perfect world, we'll have all of our approvals in place, probably October, November. And construction will begin in the spring of 2020. So that's the timetable, and we'll just see if it works out.
Boy, I tell you, it sounds pretty exciting. And we can talk, I'm sure. But this is going to be, they must, in the area. I mean, what this is going to do as far as beautification, and it's a beautiful area anyway.
Right.
But what this is going to do to add to the beautification is unbelievable, just listening to it.
It's a value-added project, and we're able to not only bring in a new product that's needed in the marketplace, but we're preserving so much of what's already there. And that's important to us. I mean, Bill and I are at toward the tail end of our careers, and it would be nice to have this kind of project to be able to point to. I mean, I've been blessed, and he's been blessed. We've been successful in lots of other areas. But this is nice. I mean, in his words, he said, he's never been able to do a project as exciting as this and still leave 80% of the land in a natural state.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal. Well, again, this is terrific that you had an opportunity. Do you have a telephone number where some folks can get to you?
Well, we have a webpage.
Okay.
Which is buildtopreserve.com.
Buildtopreserve.com.
One letter, one word. And the phone number is 860-217-1700. But the web page we keep updating, so people go on the web page and they can see there's a video of what we're trying to do. There's a lot of photography. So if people go onto the web page, they'll get a lot of information. Or they could call me directly.
Well, again, it's great having you here, Tony, really. And it's got to be successful. It's exciting. It's just exciting hearing it. So God bless you, and it looks like it's going to be even better where you are.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you very much. God bless you.